Track 6, Ursuline Convent Fire, 1834, pages 20 through 24. Context: 19th century Boston was a hostile place for Catholics. Despite the constitutional right to freedom of religion, many native-born Protestants perceived the influx of Catholic immigrants as a threat to traditional Boston values and institutions. The rise in anti-Catholic and anti-immigrant sentiments coincided with a resurgence of public interest in and reinterpretation of the American Revolution. Map of Somerville, Massachusetts. Detail: Incident. On the evening of August 11, 1834, a mob marched on the Ursuline Convent in Charlestown, demanding to hear from Elizabeth Harrison, a young nun who was rumored to have been kidnapped and held in the convent against her will. Harrison assured local officials that it was her own choice to remain at the convent. Hours later, the mob returned and forced their way inside. They desecrated religious objects, destroyed educational materials, and burned the building to the ground. One of the two responding fire companies, named after Boston Tea Party participant Thomas Melville, reportedly participated in the destruction of the convent rather than fighting the fire. Despite the damage to the convent, not a single person died. Ursuline Convent on Mount Benedict, 1827-1925. Charlestown Lantern Slides, Boston Public Library. Immediate aftermath. A large gathering at Faneuil Hall formed a committee to investigate the event in the days following the fire. 8 men were arrested for participating in the attack, but only one was found guilty. The committee's report condemned the local government for failing to stop the mob and recommended compensation be given to the church by the state. This compensation was never provided. The Cleaner, number 16.1, object label. The Cleaner's article entitled "Burning of the Nunnery" strongly condemns the convent's destruction, but criticizes the convent itself, accusing the institution of violating the laws of nature and permitting lovely and amiable young ladies to pine and wither within the walls. Newspaper, August 16, 1834, Catholic University Special Collections, facsimile. Long-term consequences. Anti-Catholic sentiment continued in the United States and remained closely associated with native-born Protestant Americans. Both the Know Nothing Party, 1844, and the second iteration of the Ku Klux Klan, 1915, continued this anti-Catholic tradition, but were unable to halt the presence and broad acceptance of Catholicism in American life by the end of the 20th century. Map of Somerville, Massachusetts, 1852. Martin Draper. Map reproduction courtesy of the Norman B. Leventhal Map and Education Center at the Boston Public Library. 6 months in a convent, 1835. Object label. Rebecca Reed's memoir describes her experiences being manipulated and punished by the staff of the Ursuline Convent in Charlestown. Draft manuscript circulated before the burning of the convent in 1834 stoked anti-Catholic sentiment in the area. Rebecca Teresa Reed, Book F74.C4R32, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society. The Burning of the Mount Benedict Ursuline Community House, 1934, Object Label. A century after the Ursuline Convent was destroyed, librarian George Evans published this book about the event. Evans states that he will present the facts and historical documents, but opinions and conclusions are to be left to the reader. George Hill Evans, Book F74.C4E9, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, An Answer to 6 Months in a Convent, Exposing Its Falsehoods and Manifold Absurdities, 1835, Object Label. Mary Moffat, Mother Superior of the Ursuline Convent, combs through the propaganda piece 6 Months in a Convent page by page, pointing out the author's lies and exaggerations. Mary Ann Ursula Moffat, Book, Reproduction, F74.C4R33, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Engine Nameplate Number 13, 19th Century, Object Label. Fire Engine Number 13 was nicknamed the Melville Engine after Thomas Melville. This engine responded to the Ursuline Convent fire, and was reported to have helped destroy the convent instead of extinguishing the fire. Wood and Brass, 1937.0023.145, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Major Thomas Melville's Cocked Hat, 1750-1800, Object Label. This hat belonged to Thomas Melville, a firefighter and participant in the Boston Tea Party. Upon his death, the hat was donated to his namesake fire unit, The Melville Fire Association, Felt 1901.0016, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Silver Cup and Spoon, C. 1834, Object Label. Many students of the Ursuline Convent reported their personal belongings stolen when the building was destroyed. While Julia Robbins retained her silver cup and two matching spoons, many students lost even more expensive items such as pianos, harps, clocks, and jewelry. Maker unknown, 1901.0003.001 and 1901.0003.003. Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, 6 Hours in a Convent, or The Stolen Nuns. A Tale of Charlestown in 1834, 1855, Object Label. This narrative anti-Catholic propaganda piece follows the author, who deceives and fights his way through the Ursuline Convent to free the nuns held hostage inside. Charles W. Frothingham, Book, pz3.f931si 1855, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society.